And we're back again. Another episode. This one is 206, I think.
Perhaps the best is this one.
So, Nigel, third episode back. For all of those people who've been like, hang on, where they been? Like, hopefully by now they're getting the message that, yeah, we actually are.
The boys back. Are back in town.
Yep. Guess who's back? Back again. You know, we're here. We're here. So, what are we going to talk about, though? That's the question.
Did you watch the Oscars at all?
Nope. It's a short answer.
Okay. So one of the guys who won Best Actor was in a film or was in the audience with Harrison Ford when he won his, like, 25 years ago. Okay. And Harrison Ford then gave this young guy his Oscar 20-plus years later. And when you keep seeing these stories, one of the things that I tell people a lot of the time is to visualize yourself creating the success you want, is build a picture frame of you in the place you want to be. And then when you see someone like Djokovic or you see someone like Rory McIlroy, all these people had a visual of themselves being number one. Now, you don't have to be number one in the world. What you do need to do is to visualize yourself creating success and know what success would look like. So, you know, many, many years ago, I created a vision board. So I came back from one of the trainings I did in Santa Barbara in 2003. So I was already quite established as a speaker.
Yep.
One of the weekends that I was there, we created a vision board. You've been in my office, so you know the kind of mess that I work in. Yep. It's quite tiny today. I think you'll be quite impressed.
You've got it looking good on camera, that's for sure. I don't know what's on the other angle.
What was interesting is that I saw it a couple of weeks ago because I was cleaning my office. Bar one thing, I had done everything on my vision board.
Yep.
And I don't think I was consciously looking. I hadn't seen it for 12, 13 years. The one big thing was I'm still not helicoptering enough to events.
Okay.
I thought that would be the coolest thing. I've done it a few times. But there are times where I'm driving around the M25 or I'm coming down the M1 on a Friday, and all I'm thinking is, if I had a helicopter right now, I could be home in 20 minutes, you know, whatever it be. But on my list of 24 things, 22 I've done, and one is in progress. The helicopter bit's not at the end of my garden, as you probably know. I do have the sports car of my dreams. But it's interesting that people should create what it is they'd love it to look like, spend some time with their family, create a vision board. It's not expensive to do. It's a big piece of card. You spend a weekend with the family. You know, I've still got, you know, taking my grandchildren to see a military band at Buckingham Palace. Now, he's only 3.5 months old, so we're en route.
Yep.
But I showed my other grandson a video of the bands, and he stood up for 20 minutes instead of asking for row, row, row your boat. So I thought we're on the
you're
way.
You're getting there, yeah.
Vision boards is different to mission statements, because this is some of the stuff you'd love to do and have, and you're creating it in a fun way that there's no pressure, and you don't have to share it with anybody. This is just some things you'd love to do. And subconsciously, the world will support you in your goals if you kind of give it a bit of clue and direction.
Yep.
It's a bit like an internal satellite system or a sat-nav.
Yeah, it's setting the compass for your success, isn't it? It's giving you that point of direction that means you spot the things that go with it.
You can put some mad stuff on it. I had on there, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, eating ice cream in Italy. Have a guess what I'm doing in 4 weeks' time.
Eating ice cream in Italy again?
Again. I'm so glad you added that. Because I love ice cream and I love travel, and the greatest place to eat gelato is in Italy.
100%.
It's not that complicated. But, you know, the other people might want to go to Champagne in France and drink champagne. I don't want to be doing that. But it's okay. So I'm going to ask everyone who's listening, and I'd love you to do this, is to send us a copy of your vision board, and there will be some prizes for the best three vision boards.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how you send it. Neil will probably be able to tell me how to do this.
I don't know either. I would just say find one or other of us somewhere on social media and ping it across.
And post your vision board, because I just think that collectively, if you can have a support system, but you've got an idea and a picture in your mind, and your brain in tune will start finding directions. It goes back to decide on your what and the how will show up.
Yep.
But you've got to have a what in your life.
Yep.
Simon Sinek will say find your why. To me, it's too complicated. Decide on what is you'd love to go for.
I think the why matters. I think the what matters. I also think the where matters. So, like, where are you at? Where are you starting from, right? Because it's contextualized to some extent. But regardless of where you're starting from, that doesn't dictate where you end up. It never dictates where you end up, right? Where you end up is where you decide you're going to. And bit like your example, I've got a list that I look at occasionally that's almost 10 years old. It's not quite. It's almost 10 years old. And I think just about everything on it that I put as a 10-year thing, I'd done within 3 to 5. Most of the things that I put on it for 3 years, I'd done within one. And it wasn't that I knew I was going to be able to do them. Some of them were like, there's no way that's ever going to happen. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. And then the circumstances showed up and it happened. Right? You know, I've actually got something. I did an exercise a little bit like this in November, okay? Just for 18 months. Just an 18-month thing. A bit random. Wouldn't it be nice if, right? One of the things that was on there that I was like, don't know, be nice, but can't really see it happening. It is
episode 205. Was that? Was
no,
that,
was it was. It was. It wasn't that. But it was something else. I won't go into the detail. I might in a future episode. I don't know, because it's not done yet. But it's something else that I was like, it'd be nice if, but I don't know how realistic it is. It's happening. Well, I say it's happening. It's like 80%. Of the way to happening, so I'm pretty sure it is happening.
So you decided on the what,
yep,
but you didn't know your how.
I actually didn't think it was possible, but I was like, I want to try and make this happen. But
it would be lovely if I could.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be phenomenal if this might happen.
Exactly.
So let's create this for our listeners, a list of wouldn't it be nice?
Yep.
So this is different to goal setting in a way, because, you know, we don't want to get structured. What we're just saying is, wouldn't it be lovely if we could?
Yep.
Then make a picture of what it is that you might like it to look like.
Yep.
And then put it away.
Yep.
But subconsciously, just every couple of weeks.
Check in every now and again. Yeah.
What's one thing I could be doing to make it 1% closer? Yep. I liked, someone said to me, said, if you take one step with a bit of oomph, that's 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a bit of time when someone said that to me. I went, one step with a bit of oomph. That's 100 miles an hour. You kind of get to your destination quite fast. Mm-hmm. You get caught for speeding, by the way, but it is going to get you to your destination a bit faster. Mm. So what we're going to try and do, and I think this is key for our listeners, is to give people a little task on every single episode that we do to say, you know, you've heard some information, now try and do something with it, because otherwise you're just listening in your car or you're just listening at home.
I think the other serious thing with this is, you know, when we talk about things like vision boards, what we're kind of talking about is, you know, if you want to get technical, we're talking about your reticular activating system, your RAS. If you don't want to get technical, we're talking about the law of attraction, kind of the same thing in many ways. 60% of the word attraction is action. 60% of the word is action, right? And again, I've done this one on stage a couple of times in seminars and stuff like that. Written, like someone's been talking about the law of attraction. So I've written the word attraction, but I've written the action bit in a different color, you know, because it's 60% of attraction. So it's two things. It's have an idea of what you want, but then, like, at the very least, talk about it.
Well,
like put it out there. Let people know you want this.
I thought you were going to go, don't wait and cross out the N, the T, the W, and the A.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Do it.
Yeah. But I wasn't going to say that.
But that concept of put it out there.
Yeah.
Make it attractive. Take some action. Have some fun. And it's okay if you don't get there, because some of it is, it will be lovely if.
Yeah. But I also think the big bit is, don't be afraid to talk about the things you want to have happen, because very often you actually already know the person that can make it possible for you. You just don't know that they can make it possible for you, or they know the person, and you know, your friends are, you're only a few degrees of separation away from the results you want. You just, if, but if no one knows you want it, no one's offering it.
Well, don't you remember when they used to have that game, Six Steps of Separation, and everyone was six steps to Kevin Costner? You're now much closer because of the internet 100%. And LinkedIn and whatever. So it's asking for support and be willing to ask for support and not being ashamed to ask for support. I'm always amazed, and it still happens, and this is not meant to be pig-headed, when someone says, I'd love you to give me a bit of help. I know you probably won't be reading this, and one of your team will be. And I always go, I am the team. I'm reading this email.
Yep.
And although I have other people who look at certain other stuff, they go, yeah, but you won't have the time. I said, well, why don't you ask?
Yep.
And if I haven't got the time, I'll say I haven't got the time.
Yep.
And people go, yeah, but I didn't want to disturb you. I said, well, you did then. You wrote to me. Obviously, you did want to disturb me.
Yep.
So I'm going to leave it at this point for everyone. Create a vision board. Send it to us as a PDF or a screenshot to either Neil or myself. Let's have some fun. And there'll be some prizes in the next couple of weeks to the three best ones.
Okay, that's cool. And don't be afraid to ask people for help. And that's a good place to end this. We'll see you next week. Your best shit, it starts right.